I'm going to glorify him today. I'm going to live for him today. Amen. I wouldn't care if the last place on earth I saw was this tabernacle when I waved goodbye and head to heaven. Amen. I wouldn't care if the last thing that was in my mouth was glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. If you love Jesus, give him another hand clap of praise. You may be seated if you can. If you can't, stand up. That's all right. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let me know God is God. Let me know God's going to have his way. That's all right with me. It's all right with me. Amen. I'm not going to preach, but I'm going to read something. Glory to God. I don't know why anybody under the sound of my voice right now would be going through anything. Because the delivering power of God is here. Hallelujah. He's a specialist in every field. Physically, emotionally, man, financially. He's the counselor. He's the great I am. He's the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. I don't know why we don't go to him and trust him. Amen. But this week, God has really been dealing with my heart. And the one word, the buzzword here is structure. I'm afraid from just visualization and spiritual discernment that spiritual structure has become something that is not appreciated or adhered to in this day. Amen. I believe that there needs to be structure in a Christian's life.
Yes.
Amen. And a structure basically is framework. And God's beginning to this week just to speak to my heart and speak to my spirit. And he showed me such devastation. He showed me such deterioration. Not of physical buildings. Not of cities. Not of skyscrapers. But human beings. Individual lives. Who are trying to make it without structure. Who are trying to get by without a solid and firm foundation. And I'm referred back to the words of Christ. And I want to read those for us this morning. They're found in the book of St. Luke in the 6th chapter. He referred to this in the other Gospels. But for this morning I want to read the account of his words in the book of St. Luke chapter 6. Beginning with verse number 47. St. Luke 6:47. Whosoever, thank God.
Yes.
I said, thank God.
That's right.
When he said, whosoever,
that
meant me. Aren't you glad? Hey, you know, a lot of folks said, I can't be saved. Are you a whosoever? You can be saved. Amen. You can have that walk with God. Whosoever cometh to me. And heareth my sayings and doeth them. I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep. When's the last time we dig deep in the word of God? And laid the foundation on a rock. Now the Bible doesn't say, and if the flood arose, said when. I don't want to get you down because you're on a spiritual high right now, but I want to be truthful with you and give you a dose of reality. The flood will come. Plural, the floods will come. But if your structure is solid, I said if your framework is rooted and grounded in the Word of God, There is not a storm. There is not a flood. There is not a fire. There is not a pestilence. There is not a persecution. There is not an affliction. There is not a sickness. There is not a depression. There is not an anxiety. There is not a devil in hell that can shake your house if it's rooted and grounded on a solid foundation. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to thank Him. Somebody ought to praise Him. Somebody ought to say, my house is built on a solid rock. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus said it so much better than I ever could. When the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently. Have you been there? I said, have you been there? Oh, and you felt like your whole life was just falling down around you. They tell me that in the midst of a tornado, and it seems like it lasts for 30 minutes, it only just lasts for a few minutes. Have you ever been sinking so deep in despair and agony and problems and situations that you thought your trial was lasting much longer than it really was? But you know, here's the thing. Instead of thinking that the house was going to blow away, you were standing firm in the middle of your house saying, wind, you may blow. Storms, you may come. Amen. But you're not going to shake the house. You're not going to shake the foundation, because the foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. It beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not. I'm so sad to tell you, we got a lot of folks that doeth not. Hearers of the word, not doers of the word. It's like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Can we bow our heads? Father, we are so thankful for the visitation of your Holy Spirit, for every miracle that has been performed this morning. God, nothing less than a miracle. I don't care if it was a headache healed. It was a miracle, God. But I don't care if it was cancer. There's no difference with you, amen. God, you the healer of the body. You formed it and fashioned it from the dust of the earth. You can speak breath into it. You can speak life into it. You can speak healing into it. And Father, we thank you, God, for those who come this morning, God, with a ready made up mind, their heart and mind and soul in one mind and one accord, receptive to the Spirit, God. And we thank you so much for your Spirit and for your anointing. And God, for your word of promise. For the words of Christ Himself told us, if we'll take time to build our house upon a solid foundation, a structure and a framework that will withstand all the storms of life, amen, that it cannot be shaken. And we'll give you praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to read something for you, and then I'm not going to detain you. I feel that the Holy Ghost has ministered and He spoke. But I did need to share with you what God has laid in my heart this week. The devastation that I told you about, it wasn't the house that needed painting. It wasn't the roof that was peeling off. It wasn't even the cracks in the house, because of the settling of the earth and of the foundation. In fact, it had nothing to do with material things whatsoever. But God showed me faces. God showed me eyes. You ever looked in the eyes of someone who's hurting? I'm not talking about a physical hurt. I'm talking about an emotional hurt. There's not that glow. I can look over the congregation this morning, and the Bible tells us that the eyes are the windows of the soul. You can look into the eyes of a saved person. They don't have to wear a wristband that says I'm WWJD or anything like that. Their eyes will tell you, amen, that I've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm a Christian. The eyes will tell you. But can I tell you, these eyes looked hollow. And these eyes were searching. And these eyes were longing for some type of structure. to look at them, you would think their house was just as strong, just as firm as the neighbor's house. But you know, one thing you don't really see is the foundation. The foundation is the strongest part of the house, and it's covered up. Amen. And so many times, people don't take time, amen, to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God, and they'll just throw up any kind of structure. A structure that is hooked on dependency, a structure that is hooked on illicit sex, a structure that has to have everything that the eye sees. The lust of the eye, never satisfied, always wanting something bigger, always wanting something better. Never once did they take the time to dig deep into the Word of God, into the commandments and the precepts and the statutes of the Word of God before they ever erected their frame of their house, before they ever began to build a structure. They made sure that this foundation was solid. And God just spoke to me and said, that's the reason that there's so many houses falling by the wayside. And I'm not talking about natural homes. I'm talking about your brothers and sisters, your children, your moms, your dad, my loved ones, your loved ones, people I work with, people that you see on the street each and every day, people that you go and across the counter, you give them your card to pay for your food. You give them the card to fix your hair, to cut your hair. You see so many things, so many opportunities. And then we hear of these things that shock us. We hear on the news where a person just picked up an automatic weapon and began to shoot. No foundation. No foundation. Just an empty structure. When the winds came, it just had its way with that structure. Just blew it apart. I want to tell us to today that we need to check our foundation. Need to make sure that we have a shelter for the storm. Need to make sure that we have a structure that is strong enough. And the only way that is in the arms of God. I thank God for His presence. Yes. Amen. We all have our times. We all have our schedules. We all have our busy time. And there's times that just to be quite honest, we don't really want to talk to God. We ain't got really time for Him. And that's everyone that's born again. That's us all. That hits me right square in the face. But man, you let the winds come. You let the storm come. You let the wind begin to beat vehemently against the house. Then it's, oh God, I need you. That's when you need to depend on the structure. You need to depend on the framework of your walk with God. In Isaiah 4:6, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from the rain. Isaiah the prophet knew about it. He wasn't talking about a physical structure. God spoke to the prophet, promised him that he would wash away the filth of Zion and purge Jerusalem from her iniquity. God went on to say that He would create a beautiful and glorious dwelling for His people. The scripture describes a tabernacle or shelter to be provided for a place of refuge and protection from the storm. The reality here is that a people without a dwelling place are susceptible to the elements. Storms are much more treacherous where there is no shelter. The people of Israel had been driven from their homes by enemies, and many were forced to find shelter in the rocks and caves surrounding their homeland. The spiritual message here is that God will be the shelter needed to protect His people. He will provide a covert from all storms, spiritual or natural. A shelter is such a welcome sight when one is exposed to violent storms. Upon entering the shelter, there's a warm feeling of safety as it provides relief from the rain and storm outside. As we experience the hardships brought on by the storms of life, please be reminded that we do have access to a shelter. The greatest shelter is in the arms of God. He is the perfect protector. His Spirit will comfort us through every trial and shield us from all storms. God may not always keep us from the storm, but He will always keep us through the storm. The prophet said it correctly. God is a shelter and a place of refuge. Thank God for His love that not only saves us, but always keeps us safe. To have God in our life doesn't mean sailing on a boat with no storms. It means having a boat that no storm can sink. That was written by myself on August of 2012. I was in my Bible, in the study this morning, and I was going through some things and discarding some things in the wastebasket as you'd normally do in the first of the year, and saw that, and my first thought was, God, your message never changes. Here it is, starting off 2018, and God's word is still as true as it was on 2012. We need a shelter. Amen. Are you thankful for the shelter? Are you thankful for the experience you have with God? Amen. And I think the reminder here is that I can't stand here and promise you that there'll be no storms and there'll be no floods. But according to the word of God, the house will not be shaken. I said the house will not be shaken. Glory to God. And it will not fall. Amen. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord a great hand clap of praise. If you love Him, let Him know it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Such a wonderful expression of God's love and mercy and grace this morning in the service that He has blessed us with. And I'm so thankful for you and the liberty that you had to worship and praise the Lord this morning in such a wonderful and glorious way. Hey, if you like this, you're going to love heaven. You're going to absolutely love heaven. Amen, because that's all we're going to do is just glorify and praise Him forever and ever and ever and ever. And you'll have a brand new body, so don't worry about getting hoarse.